You don't expect your family to understand what you're doing. You just hope they'll accept it.
I'm so excited for you, man. You're gonna be a good dad.
And when you get home, you hope you can pick up right where you left off.
3, 2, 1.
All clear!
Target secure!
This is a personnel recovery. Proceed to target, recover the package, and move to extract.
Target secure!
Man, I'm taking you home.
For all those who've been downrange, to us and those like us.
Okay, here's the deal. Act of Valor is an interesting cinematic experience that works about 75% of the time. It uses real Navy SEALs and embeds the camera with them as they stage real exercises for dramatic effect. The plot is a basic one, to thwart global terrorism and have some drama at home. The movie has some fantastic, ultra-realistic action in it. They're jumping out of real airplanes, they're really catching a ride on a nuclear submarines, and actually using live rounds for some of the action sequences. When the boots are on the ground and the SEALs are in mission mode, it's a great film and you'll see some things you've literally never seen before. The downfall for using real Navy SEALs, not just for military purposes, is the acting. If I need to be extracted from behind enemy lines, send the SEALs, and God bless them all. But if I want someone to deliver lines in a relationship drama, I'll get real actors. As a result, these moments of character development play out cornier than an Army Wives episode. It's a flag waver of a film, and it lays it on thick, but the action is there and it honors some real-life heroes. In the end, it's worth checking out. Act of Valor gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.